Item V on our agenda. Court facilities, court financial contributions, and judicial counsel oversight. Action item, Judge Jarr. And good morning, Giselle. Yeah, Giselle Corey.
Good morning again, folks. Necessity is the mother of invention, I think, is the theme that carries us forward into an evaluation of the ongoing existence of the court-funded facilities request procedure, sometimes called the CFR procedure. By way of very brief background, the Facilities Act passed in 2002, and among its various elements was a transfer, as the term has been used, of facilities for court operations from the counties that built and maintained them to the state, be they owned, leased, or otherwise. The process of transfer was very slow, slower than anticipated, but the counties were aware when the law was enacted that facilities that they had been responsible for would ultimately not be their responsibility anymore. So many of them prioritized downward, some dramatically, the maintenance and upkeep of those facilities. For folks who've had facilities maintenance background, one knows that degradation of facilities accelerates dramatically with the absence of maintenance. So a crisis proportion problem percolated up, and in 2006, with many pleas and demands from trial courts around the state to the administrative office, my predecessor developed with council approval the CFR program, and Government Code Section 68085 was amended to enable it, and essentially what it allowed was for the administrative office to do in concert and with the agreement of individual trial courts that which the law prohibited the trial courts from doing directly, which is to say, make expenditures associated with Band-Aids and bailing wire for existing facilities, in some instances to lease facilities and the like. The program was initiated as an interim measure for the reason that once all the facilities were transferred to the state, then the mechanisms of the facilities law regarding their maintenance and upkeep, modification, and replacement would go into place. The funding stream that was designed for that entire new facilities process would take over, and the facilities now in state ownership could have expenditures made upon them with state dollars. While the transfers were in process, however, that program couldn't be fully impacted. So this was a temporary measure designed to meet urgent needs. The last of the facilities finally transferred on the last day of calendar 2009, 7 years after the act was in place. But this program, which was utilized during the intervening years to replace air conditioners and to replace floor coverings and a variety of other matters, continued. And that was in large measure due to the reality that the facilities maintenance funding stream in the new programs really wasn't adequate to deal with what was a monumental mountain of deferred maintenance. However, it is at this juncture that we recommend to this council that the program, having been an interim program at the outset and now all facilities having been transferred to the state, as Judge Heiberger illustrated, be discontinued. But as the old physician's admonition goes, first do no harm. There are irons in the fire, and our purpose is not to do anything that would disrupt previous actions taken by the administrative office in administering this program in such a way that courts would be damaged. So you will see that the recommendations to you have a surgical component to them for that purpose. Giselle Corey, who will make the particular presentation, has been invaluable to us in working our way through the proposed unwinding of this program, along with the myriad facility issues that she addresses so capably on the maintenance and management side, as well as, I should add, the facilities construction side. And I ask her at this time if she would lead us through the particulars. Thank you, Giselle.
Thank you, Judge Jarr. So our first recommendation that we are presenting to you today is to discontinue the existing court-funded facilities request procedure for all new requests. except those described in the second item, second recommendation I'll present below. Because this procedure, as Judge Schar had mentioned, it was intended as an interim measure until the transfers were complete, and those transfers completed in December 31st, 2009. However, existing requests approved to proceed via written communication sent to a court by or before December 13, 2012, as authorized by the administrative director of the courts, may go forward. The rationale behind this recommendation is presented as follows. The trial courts may not pay most facilities-related costs themselves. The CFR procedure was established as it permitted the AOC to pay the cost from the trial court trust fund on those for those courts via written memorandum of understanding to corresponding trial court trust fund allocation reductions pursuant to the legislation that was enacted in 2006. So the CFR procedure was also adopted in 2006. It was adopted, and the period of transfer extended from 2004 to 2009. It was a very laborious transfer process, and this was a way to allow the trial courts to address facilities needs that were not otherwise being addressed by the counties during that period. As counties knew that the transfer was occurring, they were deferring some of the maintenance and issues that were the courts needed attention to. So the recommendation to discontinue the current CFR procedure is made for various reasons. One, as we said, the procedure was intended as an interim measure until transfers were completed. And two, although the procedure has allowed the courts the ability to address facilities' needs that otherwise may not be addressed due to limited available resources from the Judicial Branch Facilities Funds, given the recent legislative changes to the court's ability to retain fund balances beyond their 1% of their operating budget, it is unclear if the courts will have funds to contribute to future new facilities costs. And three, it may raise equity concerns among those courts with the ability to contribute toward facility-related costs to address their critical needs and those that do not have those resources to do so. As existing state funding for court facilities is inadequate, even when supported by the CFR procedure, discontinuing the procedure will raise difficult new challenges in prioritizing and directing facilities expenditures, which brings us to the next two recommendations. So the second recommendation is to delegate to the administrative director the authority to approve the following types of new court facilities requests between December 14, 2012, and the date of the Judicial Council's June 2013 meeting, consistent with the following guidelines and requirements. First, the court contribution will be used exclusively to pay either, one, lease-related costs, for example, lease payments, operating costs, repairs or modifications required by our lease, or costs that otherwise are allowable under Rule 10.8.10 of the California Rules of Court, for example, equipment, furnishings, interior painting, flooring replacement or repair, furniture repair, or record storage. The resulting court financial commitment will not extend longer than 3 years. If the court contribution is for lease-related cost, the contribution must be necessary to avoid other greater costs, as, for example, a lease termination that would require relocation to a different facility and increased space rental cost. The court demonstrates its ability to meet its full financial commitment, and each CFR so approved between December 2012 and June 2013 will be reported to the Judicial Council by the Administrative Director at each council meeting during this time period. In an informational report covering CFR approvals that have occurred since the last council meeting, with the report to cover all the points specified in this delegation. Providing this limited authority during this period to permit the Administrative Director to approve those new CFRs will permit expenditures that courts otherwise could incur anyway under Rule 10.8.10, and also avoid increased lease costs for several months, effectively maintaining the status quo. Our third recommendation is for the director to direct the administrative director to return to the Judicial Council in June 2013 to report on, first, the extent of the outstanding financial commitments that courts have incurred as part of the CFR procedure, the impact of the recent legislation restricting courts' fund balances on those commitments, and the advisability of the Council's approving a new policy permitting courts to make limited financial contributions to help meet urgent facility needs consistent with guidelines and reporting obligations that the Council may approve. This would require the AOC staff to gather data from the courts regarding all outstanding commitments, both one-time and ongoing, and the likely impact of the recent legislation impacting courts' fund balances on those commitments. During the intervening period, the AOC will solicit comments from stakeholders on the advisability of adopting a new procedure permitting court contributions to specified facilities-related costs via allocation reduction, as well as on any accompanying guidelines and reporting obligations to ensure the Council is fully informed about potential issues. Our fourth recommendation is to delegate to the Judicial Council's Trial Court Facility Modifications Working Group the responsibility for receiving regular reports about all court facilities leases, developing related policies for Council approval, and forwarding related issues for the Council's information or action as appropriate. Oversight of court leases is not currently assigned to a specific committee of the Judicial Council. Leases are a significant category of expense. In fiscal year 2011-12, for instance, we incurred $24 million in expenditures drawn from both state court facilities funding and court contributions via allocation reduction. To ensure that the Judicial Council receives reporting as appropriate on issues that may arise with respect to leases, that issues are submitted to it for decision where appropriate, and any appropriate policies are developed and submitted for its approval, the AOC recommends the Council delegate ongoing oversight responsibilities. For efficiency, the AOC recommends delegation to the Trial Court Facilities Modification Working Group, as members of that group already are well-versed in facilities issues. Our fifth recommendation is to approve the revised court-funded request form, which is attached to the Judicial Council report, for courts to use for request under the limited exception to the otherwise discontinued procedure. This the new form outlines the specifics under Item 2 that and the requirements that the courts must meet under the limited delegation period.
Thank you, Giselle. If members have questions.
Judge Rosenberg?
I have some questions and concerns with regard to recommendation number 4. There are courts that trial courts that have leases for court facilities that they pay for out of their own budgets or their fund balances. First of all, what do you mean when you say you want to have the working group have oversight responsibility over those trial court leases? What does that really mean?
The AOC will report to the trial court facility modification working group on all leases outstanding.
No, I got that. But what does oversight responsibility mean?
To ensure that there's sufficient financial commitments available, and also determine if there's any policies that are required in related to leases, as well as identify.
Are you saying that this working group will now have the ability to say, well, we have to cancel this lease?
Well, no, I don't think that's what we're saying at all.
Yeah,
that's oversight.
Let me be plain. Obviously, within the confines of its charge, the working group would marshal information and make recommendations to the council. The working group, of course, presently doesn't have the authority without the council approval to take action of that sort.
Are you suggesting that the council would say, trial court X, you need to cancel this lease?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. The concern is, I think, to have under one umbrella an oversight process with respect to all real property leases for which the branch is ultimately responsible and for which our overarching budgeting responsibilities attach. This certainly was not a staff recommendation of intrusion, but rather of information. We want to get our arms around everything that is leased and is a responsibility of the judicial branch, therefore.
I understand that. But that, to me, is not oversight. When you use the word oversight, it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. If it's just a matter of reporting information, that's fine. But oversight tells me a lot more. So I'm concerned with the use of that term.
Certainly, and I appreciate the point, Judge. The notion that the Court Facilities Modification Working Group, which obviously accumulates special knowledge, training, and experience in its work, as evidenced by Judge Heiberger's report earlier today, would be an ideal focus or place where evaluation of facilities-related issues having to do with leases should be should reside. In our view, it is well that there be such a place for the council, and not to mention the trial courts, to go, so that we can know what's out there, and also so that we can know, are there problems brewing?
Well, I think the right entity to evaluate, if you use that term, would be the trial court that's involved, in my opinion.
So, can I ask you, Judge Rosenberg, do you see a way in item 4, as you've referred to, that addresses your concern, recommendation 4?
I would change the use of the terminology to reporting information. If that's what you're seeking, if you're seeking something more than that, then I would have a problem with number 4.
So if I may, number 4 reads that the trial court facility modifications working group to delegate the responsibility for receiving regular reports about all court facility leases. And Judge Rosenberg, no problem with that, right?
Perfectly
fine. You can keep
track
of all that we're doing. And the issue may be with developing related policies for council approval and forwarding related issues for the council's information or action as appropriate. Is it the latter that's of concern?
It's a little, the door is too wide open there, okay, in my opinion.
So
if in fact it's information gathering, I think we can stop with that first phrase.
How about that first part, delegate to the Judicial Council's Trial Court Facility Modifications Working Group the responsibility for receiving regular reports about all court facilities leases and relating or forwarding that information for the council's information
perfectly,
or action as appropriate?
Perfectly fine.
Okay. So I would so move to amend number 4 for that following language.
So. I heard a second from Judge Morrison. I'm sorry. So after the word, after the second line, all court facilities, what's the phrase?
Okay. So for receiving regular reports about all court facility leases and forwarding information relating to such for the council's information or action as appropriate.
You're just taking out the middle phrase.
I did, and changed up the last
right.
just a
okay.
little bit.
Okay. It's been seconded. Any further discussion on any of the other recommendations or the amendment to recommendation number 4? Mary Beth Todd.
I just had a question because we focus a lot on leases here, but just a facility modification, a remodel, I'm kind of concerned with the timing as courts are having to get out of leases, move people into space, and remodel space. I know that usually you would make a request to the Trial Court Facilities Modification Working Group. That's there's time involved in that process. Are steps being taken to have them meet more regularly or to consider those requests? Are we going to be in a position to absorb those if we eliminate the CFR process?
I think that is one of the issues that we will be bringing back to the council in June. So when we do, request information of the court, that's going to be one of the concerns, and we'll be looking at all of those issues to determine what type of policy we may need going forward. The Trial Court Facility Modification Working Group currently, those are the resources we have. The facility modification resources would be the fund that would typically address that request and is the appropriate fund to address that request. However, we have limited resources there, so we will be looking at trying to expand those resources as well to address those needs of the courts, but we need to know what those needs are.
This is a critical area where courts are needing to use fund balance. This is where fund balance is coming into play to help us gain efficiencies and do the things we need to do so that when we no longer have those monies to rely on, we can sustain in this economy. I had to close a leased facility. I had to remodel my current facility because I had my entire technology infrastructure in the leased facility. And it was through the CFR process we were able to do that. We had to do it within 2 months. We couldn't get it through the mod process. We wanted to try, see if they wanted to help pay for it. But we did have the funding, and we paid for it. I spent $100,000. I saved more than that in my first year by closing that leased facility. I think these are the kinds of things that are going to come up as courts are trying to figure out how they are going to continue to operate with these reduced budgets. And this is where, especially if they close the door on fund balance or try to take half of it by the end of the year, they're going to need to do this quickly. And I think we need to keep that in mind because June 2013, by the time we get a report back, might be too late.
Thank you. Good comments. So any other comments or questions? All in favor of the recommendations and four as amended, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And we'll be looking forward to the report back from you. Thank you, Giselle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.